A judge has ordered the California Department of Agriculture to stop spraying dozens of pesticides. Some environmental groups count this as a win. However, here in the Inland Empire, there is a concern. A UC Riverside researcher warns that this move, stopping spraying right now, is going to hurt the efforts to fight a damaging citrus disease. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich has more in this report.
Last week's Sacramento Superior Court ruling covers nearly 80 pesticides used by the state to control plant pests. Jonathan Evans is with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the plaintiffs in the case. He says the ruling still allows the Department of Ag to use a variety of other methods to address pests.
But you can't use pesticides until you address how those pesticides are going to impact the communities affected and the sensitive wildlife species and watersheds that will be sprayed.
The pests vary from the grassy wing sharpshooter of northern vineyards to the Asian citrus psyllid, which lives in residential trees in Southern California. That pest causes Huanglongbing, an incurable disease that decimated Florida's citrus industry. Elizabeth Grafton Cardwell is a UC Riverside entomologist who studies which pesticides are effective at limiting the spread of Asian citrus psyllid. She argues this ruling is a huge setback because it removes the state's best tools in this fight. Cardwell says since Huanglongbing was found in California in 2012,
we've managed to contain it to three counties in California for the moment, but it's starting to spread very rapidly, and so it's the most critical point in time to limit the psyllid spread.
Cardwell says staving off the spread of this pest is crucial to buy time for scientists searching for a long-term cure. Meanwhile, the Department of Agriculture says it is considering an appeal. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.